One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Lunch with Leah, episode 604, and here's Leah.
Hi, everybody. What's going on? You won't believe I just got this notice from the bank. The car payment's past due. I'm like, well, I'm not letting that go on my credit. I'm going to send it over right now. That's what I'm doing. What is going on around here? Okay, so that's that. Well, I'm going to have to remember to send that. So, Lunch with Leah is here. Did everybody get their martini out, or did you choose the popcorn? Personally, for me, I'll take some chocolate. By the way, James, you know, being the friend he is, gave me a huge box of chocolate for my birthday a month or so ago, and I really appreciate that, James. I have to now wear my stretch pants.
Well, thank you.
What's wrong with...
No, your mic? Are you leaving
it? Where's my mic? Oh, my God, it's right here.
Yeah, because I'm not sure if
I'm like, he's going like this, like Panama, you know me, the last thing in the world. Let me send this. Clark Jason. Oh, my God. Okay, so last week was RJ's birthday. Did I tell you all about that yet? So COVID, another COVID birthday. Well, last COVID birthday, what did he have? He had the landscapers happened to be at the house, so they were on one side of the yard, so we took them cake and ice cream and drinks. And Freda was on one side of the yard, and another housekeeper was on the other side of the yard, and Tico came over and sat by the garage. That was his birthday last year. So this year, I said, I'm going to step it up. So the Coral Gables Country Club has this little cafe, so I went over there and organized with them to set up two tables outside, spread out, because there were five boys and him, so six people. We spread them out, socially distanced, and they ordered off the menu. And I took them, because they're all health nuts. These kids are health nuts. I'm really glad. I got them chocolate-covered bananas and frozen yogurt, individually served. And that was good. They liked that, as opposed to fattening stuff. I did take cupcakes, but nobody ate any. That's the difference in our generation and theirs. I would have had the cupcakes. So that was that. And so we had this little COVID dinner. And then somebody sent to our house this thing called Fluff Nest. Have you heard of it or seen it? It's a stuffed animal called Fluff Nest to RJ for his birthday. No card, nothing. So how are we supposed to know who sent it? I hate when they do that. I got this package for Christmas from, what's the name of that place that always sends out the Christmas packages, you know, where they have the wine and the cheese and whatever. I got this box from them. One of the bottles of wine was broken. And it got red. I just had just painted the front porch, the concrete, in gray. So that was red all over there. And then on top of that, they didn't have a card in there. I had to call five different customer service people and argue with them about who sent this. Who mailed this? So you can say thank you. When someone sends you three or four bottles of wine and half a dozen things of cheese and crackers and all that stuff, you want to know who sent it. Finally, I had to get a supervisor on the phone. I went through this whole thing. I said, I have 16 hours invested in finding out who sent this package. You guys need to step up your customer service. By the way, one of the bottles of wine was red, was broken in the box. It got all over everything else in the box, including when I took it out on my front porch that I just painted. And you know what they did? They didn't say, oh, we're so sorry. Can we send you a gift certificate? Let me replace that wine. They said nothing. They said, oh, no, but I did research it, and here's the person that sent it. Are you kidding me? What's wrong with the customer service? So if you look at my Instagram and on our website, you will see we get raving reviews on our customer service. Am I right, Jason? Yeah. Raving. Everybody loves Jason and James. They're the ones doing it, not me. My patience is very limited. I'd probably say, you can't figure that out on your own. No, I'm kidding. So then while I was in town after being in L.A. and before going anywhere in the summer, I had to get all the doctor's appointments in, which I didn't want to do last year because of the COVID. So I've been doing that. Roy's been doing that. I got RJ's physical in. I got his dentist in. We've all been doing that. But we're still all wearing the mask, and we're all being very careful. James, is yours 2 weeks past your second vaccine up yet?
No. And
when is it, your 2 weeks?
My 2 weeks is up on Monday.
Oh, okay. So on Monday. So starting Monday. Oh, well, that's good. Why? What were you going to say about it? No? You didn't feel good the second time?
Yeah. I got a call from my doctor yesterday, too, and my blood work came back very unusual, so I've got to go back and have more tests done.
But that's not from the vaccine.
They think it was from the vaccine.
They do?
My white blood cells quadrupled in less than 3 months. And he's afraid it was because I took the first shot and then got the blood work and then got the second shot, and he thinks that some of the first shot was still, like, you know, because that's what it does. It helps fight white blood cells increase when you fight infection. So hopefully it's going to calm down and it's nothing else. But that's also a trigger sign for other things, too. So we're looking at it.
Oh, God. Well, don't drop dead on us.
Happy birthday to James tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday, James. I gave him a Versace pillow.
I may not live.
Yeah, I gave him a Versace pillow. Like, he doesn't have enough Versace. I'm going to tell you right now, if I went into that house of yours, I can guarantee you I'd have to put my glasses on. My head would be swimming. There's Versace in every corner. You know, you sent me a picture of Versace Ferrari. Was that a Ferrari?
Oh, yeah, that was a Ferrari that somebody had shrink wrapped in the whole thing.
Oh, it was shrink wrapped. It wasn't painted.
It's a shrink wrap.
But they can, so you can take it off.
I guess so.
Oh, my God. And I was thinking, James sent me that picture. I was like, you know, even James, this might be a little too much for him. Maybe. I'm not sure, but maybe. It was pretty interesting.
Well, I text you back that it was too much. I mean, I love Versace, but I didn't know a car could be wrecked before you actually had an accident.
Meanwhile, this lovely lady that waited on us at Les Bohemes in L.A. on Santa Monica Boulevard, she was so classy, and she loved my pearls, and so we put together a package of pearls to send to her, and I told Brendan, Jason, that they're coming. He's going to deliver, and guess what? He said, I know exactly who you're talking about. She's the hostess, so he knew her. Oh, he didn't get on. Maybe he did. I don't know. Now, meanwhile, there have been a lot of shootings in the world, including my neighborhood in West Hollywood. What in the hell's going on with that? Apparently, there have been 3 or 4 shootings in West Hollywood lately, so I don't know what's going on with that. Oh, God, I'm so sick of it. And then when I go to L.A., now I got to worry about the shooting. So I'm just going to wear costume jewelry. I'm not going to wear anything fabulous. And hopefully I'll go on Jeff's show. If I'm on Jeff's show, I'm going to be sure and tell everybody I've got 5 Doberman pinchers and armed security guards around my house and following me in my car, just in case anyone's paying attention. So then I took all my costume jewelry to the jewelry store the other day to get repaired. All the pieces that I've just, for over the years, I've tucked away. And I have fabulous costume jewelry pieces, and I'm like, I'm just going to wear those for a while until the world settles down between the looting and the, you know, the shooting and the theft. And ever since that guy got that watch ripped off of him in Beverly Hills, Jason, remember that? I was like, I'm just going to do that. So I hate to see what my bill is for my costume jewelry, but I love costume jewelry. I think it's fabulous. You know, do we have it on our website still or not?
No.
We don't. Oh, it's too bad, because we do have some gorgeous pieces. If anybody wants to inquire about anything specific, just email us. We'll send you some pictures. But we had the beautiful cups, and we had some beautiful pearls, and we have the beautiful wrap bracelets that are similar to the Hermes bracelets. Oh, my God, I can't take that right now. That's another story. So anyway, that's going on. And then, of course, I was going to mention tomorrow's James's birthday. And there are lots of Aries in the air. Have you noticed how many people are posting their birthday?
Well, today's the Queen's.
Today's the Queen's?
And Tara Galani.
Oh, I should have worn my Santa 3 pearls in honor of the Queen. Oh, and I should have had my crown on in honor of the Queen. Oh, I see that speaking of crowns, Stacey Abrams is nominated for Nobel Peace Prize. Did you see that? I want to go get her one of those crowns. Remember, Jason, where we bought those crowns at downtown Miami? I want to go get her one of those crowns, and I want to send it to her as the queen. I think she's the queen. I mean, who has done more than her? So it's the queen's birthday. Oh, my God, I wish Prince Philip would have lived through till her birthday and then 2 more months till he was 100. But in a one way.
They aren't having any celebrations and stuff. They've dialed everything back.
They're in mourning. But the other thing about that, to be honest with you, I'm glad it kind of for all of them and it's over with, because, you know, that is just so stressful. Oh, and you can only imagine with all those eyes on you and then it being televised and, you know, oh, you never know what the weather's going to be and it's so depressing. And, oh, God, I'm kind of glad for them it's over. But it would have been lovely if he was alive and healthy for both of the birthdays. So here's a little story. This guy contacted us on social media. In Orange County, I'm assuming that's California, they said that this gay couple.
No, it's in Florida.
Oh, it's in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. In Orange County, so I don't know. Orlando, that's right. Okay, so this gay couple adopted a child, and they wanted to adopt the sibling of the child, and the state didn't give them the child. They let somebody else adopt the sibling. What the hell is wrong with people? What is this family first, keep families together bullshit when a gay couple wants to adopt the sibling of a child they've already adopted, and they let the sibling go to another family? Where is with the other family? Was that in Orange County, too, or was that somewhere else?
I'm not sure where the other family was.
Well, it's awful. But anyway, they sent me a really sweet thank you note because I posted it. And I think, you guys, we have to stop with this. I mean, who can they reach out to, James, to complain? We need to get this going. Let people. There's a Gays with Kids Report website, and there's some other websites. But, you know, you got to let your lawmakers know and adoption agencies know and people know that if somebody's willing to adopt more than one child out of the same family, you should be rushing and ingratiating yourself and going, thank you, and my God, what a wonderful thing you're doing. What can we do to help you? And so I'm just wondering, do you think it had anything to do with the fact they're gay?
Of course.
I do, too. I can't imagine two blonde-headed Barbie and Ken people trying to do that.
And then saying no. And they already have kids, and
they're a step.
It's a perfect thing. So I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I feel bad for them. So anyway, they did file a complaint against the Florida Department of Children and Families because they weren't able to adopt a 2-year-old. So they told the investigative reporter about it, and they're trying to get a little press about it. But you know, here's the problem now. You can't give the 2-year-old to another family and then take it back.
No.
So the train left the station. So I guess the only thing you can do is stop it from happening again, unless the second family is willing to work with you without upsetting the child. But surely the child wants to be with their sibling. Anyway, there's so much wrong in the world. There's just so much wrong in the world. Speaking of royalty, the Queen's birthday, the funeral. Who watched the funeral? Did everybody watch the funeral? Did you watch it? Oh, I watched it. I never understood, and I know Prince Philip decided who was going to walk in the ceremony behind the coffin. He decided that. But I don't understand why he had the sons of Diana and Charles and one son of Princess Anne or Edward, and then he didn't have the granddaughters of Andrew and Fergie. I wonder why he didn't have the daughters. Was it because he didn't have the daughters, or was it because they're all of the same level of hierarchy in the monarchy, the grandchildren or the grandchildren? So he had to do Harry because Harry was the future king's son, but he didn't have to do Anne, or was it Edward's son? I think it was Anne's son. He did it, but then he didn't do Andrew's daughter. So what was that about?
But I read this morning that he gave. So I guess Andrew's daughter and him were very close with the horses.
Andrew's daughter, okay, but Andrew's daughter wasn't in the recession.
She wasn't in the recession, but he gave all of his horses and stuff to her. So
that was lovely.
And they had grown up together, and she has a passion for it.
Yeah.
And so they had always that was their time together. They used to spend time together a lot like that. So it's my understanding that she inherited all of that and the buggy that he.
Yeah.
I thought I heard that she had something to do with the buggy that he had converted that was supposed to carry.
Maybe
she was driving it.
She was the one riding the buggy.
I think it was. I think that's what it was.
Maybe that was it. When he had his hat and his cane and his gloves there, that was very touching.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe
that
was it.
I think that's what I heard this morning.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they had their reasons. I was just thinking to myself, it just seems a little unusual, you know, whatever.
They were just talking about his love of the horses and everything, and how that he loved to also make over the old carriages that they used to do.
Yeah.
And she did, too. And that they had latched onto that at a young age when she was younger, so they used to spend time together.
Well, he was an engineer before and a Navy admiral or captain or something, so he had, you know, unlike me and Jason and Roy and people like us that can't screw in a light bulb, you know, he had an affinity for putting things together and making things work, so good for them. And then the Queen sitting alone, that was a heartbreaker too. And I don't know why, because if they had two vaccinations and they've all been basically quarantined all this time. I don't know why someone couldn't sit with the queen, but maybe she didn't want anybody to sit with her. She's probably spatting them all off, like, there's nothing here for you. He didn't leave you anything. Leave me alone.
I heard about that, too. They were saying that. Apparently, the bubble they have set up for her that she's in, that's why
it's her, the lady-in-waiting, a certain amount of staff.
There was less than 10 people, and since those 10 or 12 people weren't in the bubble, they all had to sit elsewhere, and she sat by herself.
I still don't know why, if you've had two vaccinations and you're quarantined, but whatever. Anyway, it was heartbreaking seeing her sitting there by herself. And but you know, apparently she had a big sense of humor. There was a story I was reading the other day about how when she liked to hang out with the horse people, the casual horse people, and they were all hanging out, and she had served everything, and there was a caramelized icing on this creme brulee, and no one could break it, and she just took her damn high heel off and just smashed the thing and then served it. I was like, this woman is really something. I mean, she can go out and hunt and shoot and, you know, and then she can be the Queen of England. I feel sorry for her, though, because she has really paid her dues, done everything right, and she's had so many people in her family that have brought shame and embarrassment to the royal family that really didn't need to. So anyway, starting with, I'll leave it with who, but you know, my opinion. Meanwhile, in celebrity news, I was reading, listen to this. So everyone, you know, thinks these celebrities just have their life perfect. So they had this health report. You're not going to believe this. Do you know you wouldn't believe how many of these celebrities are suffering from, you know, like chronic illnesses. Kristen Chenoweth has asthma. Scottie Pippen's oldest son just died of asthma. They were speculating it was asthma. He was 33. That was heartbreaking. I love Scottie. Scottie's got the biggest heart of anybody that I know. He was the perfect dad, the perfect husband. He's the perfect basketball player. That's very sad about his 33-year-old son. The Olympic gold medalist, Michael Phelps, has a muscular vascular arterial problems, and he won all those gold medals. Morgan Freeman has fibromyalgia, which is a chronic pain. Clooney had pancreatitis and lost a ton of weight. And it was a one-time, I guess, flare-up. Gisele Bündchen reveals that she suffers from panic attacks due to anxiety and depression. Tom Hanks and 29 other million Americans have type 2 diabetes. Lady Gaga has this thing called synovitis. It's a inflammation of the membrane of the soft tissue between the joints. It's constant pain. Kristen Bell has anxiety and depression. Alec Baldwin has chronic Lyme disease. Zeta Catherine Jones is bipolar to me. Of all of them so far, that's the worst one. That's scary. David Beckham has OCD. He rearranged the hotel rooms wherever he went. I think I have OCD. I like everything to be like this, too. I was just thinking, you know, they went ahead and, like, in spite of all this, they're out there working and they're pushing hard. Cher has a disease, some kind of chronic pain thing or fatigue or whatever it is. And then they're all out there and this and that. I have a headache and I have to lay in bed for the week. I don't know. I admire people. I wish I was more like that. I can't work through the pain. You know, if I'm in pain, I have a low tolerance for it. I don't know. And I can take one Advil and knock me out for like 6 hours to sleep. So in other celebrity news, the famous Janet Jackson nip slip. Remember that at the 2004 Super Bowl? Well, it's being revealed that it was a stunt planned by Justin Timberlake so that he could one-up his ex, Britney Spears, at the time for making headlines for kissing Madonna.
I remember that rumor back when it happened.
Well,
too.
They've now confirmed it. So, Justin, shame on you. He was mean to Britney, didn't really treat her well, according to what you read. And then he did that to Jackson, probably thinking it was funny, but it kind of hurt her career. So he's kind of and then remember there was that little rumor with his wife now, what's her name, Jessica Biel, that he had that little flirtatious moment with that other woman. So we're watching. We are all watching. Mayweather, the boxer that has those Mayweather boxing places all over the place, according to Page Six, he's engaged to a stripper. Her stage name is Anna Monroe. Well, of course, that's a stage name. Her name is Anna Monroe. I'm calling it a stage name. Do you really think her last name was Monroe? I don't think so. He has an $18 million watch collection.
Did you see what he bought the stripper?
Yeah,
I sent you that.
Yeah, he bought... Well, apparently he also has the largest Chanel bag in the world. He says that Karl Lagerfeld gave it to him. And he apparently threw $5,000 into the air at a Miami nightclub. Can you imagine all that riffraff that went on? But within 25 minutes, he went into a store and spent $80,000 on 4 Birkin bags. Nobody knows it was for the girlfriend, but people are assuming it was. You think it was? Probably. He bought 3 35-millimeter Birkins, one in yellow and 2 in different shades of green, and a 30-centimeter Birkin in black, and that was $80,000 in 25 minutes. He can spend money faster than me, and I spend the money. Forget it. I'm good at that.
I don't know who it was yesterday, but I did see, like, when after they announced the verdict at the George Floyd thing, they were showing... you know, people's reactions and stuff. And there was someone in Minneapolis they were making it rain. They were throwing thousands of dollars in cash in the air and people were going around picking it up. And I was like, and it was out on the street. Like, just this guy was like throwing hands of cash. No.
Oh, God. You know what? I hope it wasn't counterfeit money making fun of Chauvin's.
But
all started over $20 counterfeit.
$20 bill, I know.
Oh.
That they haven't been able to prove was counterfeit.
Yeah. Cardi B won the suit against the bloggers that accused her of being a prostitute, according to Radar Online.
And then she went out and bought 6 more Birkin bags. You should see the picture she posted today.
Good for her. You know, there's something about her that I like. I think it's just her spunk and her attitude and her just the words, her rapping songs, and, you know, she's a little bit political. There's something about her that intrigues me, which is not... normal for me. Normally she'd be the type I'd be going, I don't know. But there's something about her, and apparently she's made a shitload of money.
Yes,
rapping.
Here's what I found out last week on that Andy Cohen History of Reality thing. She was a reality TV star on Basketball Wives Miami or something like that.
And I didn't know that.
I didn't either. And that's what she came
James, would you stop? You're giving these women ideas.
No, but they said she used it to promote her money and then her music, and then that's how she took off. And
stop.
Now look at her.
Delete that from your thing, because we do not want any of these girls getting ideas. Can you imagine now what they're all going to trot out with some rap thing? Oh, my God. And some tattoos and all the whole thing. And it's sad celebrity news. Helen McCrory died of cancer at age 52. She was the wife of Damian Lewis, who's the one that was in Homeland and Billions. He's a big, big star. They had 2 children, 13 and 14 years old. She was a big stage star, and she was also on Harry Potter and in a BBC series called Peaky Blinders. Did you know who she was, Jason? Did you watch it? It was one of her favorites. Well, she was so cute and so pretty and so elegant, and it broke my heart. I mean, she was only 52 years old. They didn't say what kind of cancer, but she has a 13 and 14-year-old child, and he's amazing. I love Damian Lewis. Now, that has got to be the hardest thing to get over at 52. I mean, I thought almost in today's world, it's like there's so many things for cancer. She must have caught it later. It had to be one of those rare ones. Or, oh, my God, talk about just the luck of the draw. It was sad. Apparently, there's coming out with a new documentary called Warrior about Audrey Hepburn. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to see that. I loved her.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's apparently on. I TiVo'd it. But I'm going to watch it. But I saw the highlights. You know, she lived through the war. She lived through the war. She survived one of the wars. I mean, she was like, it was unbelievable, this woman. She was dressed so elegant. She's another one that died very young from colon cancer at 63. And then Bernie Madoff died. I didn't see anybody sending flowers, did you? You know, that's a horrible story. The one son committed suicide, right? And then the other son, he died of something. So now the only one left is the wife, which is apparently living in somewhere in Palm Beach in a very small apartment somewhere. I mean, that is such a tragic story. And look at all the millions of people that lost all their money because of him. And then they got some of the money back, and they spread it out amongst the people that you know, invested. But, oh, my God, it's like this accountant that I used to have used to say to me, if something's too good to be true, call the cops. You know, when you're making that kind of money with Bernie Madoff, they should have known. You know, there had to be a red flag. But I think what happens is, Your friend's doing it. Your other friend's doing it. This guy's a banker. He's doing it. The stockbroker's doing it. And they're like, well, all these people know more than me. And if they're doing it, and that's the con.
That's how it works.
That's the con. That's the Trump con, too. That's how he did it.
In a related story, which you may or may not have,
yeah.
Do you have the Fryer Festival? Fry Festival update?
Nope.
So you know the Fry Festival was the thing that all those millennials paid money to go to the Caribbean island and see all the Ja Rule and all of them, and then they all got there and there was nothing built, and they got stranded and they were stuck for days and there was no food and water or bathrooms or anything. So the guy that was behind that went to prison and he's been in jail. So they've come to a settlement for all the attendees that sued, and everybody's going to get $7,200. Some of them paid like $250,000 for like suites and
well, anybody's
and the
spent
whole
that
weekend
much money on something like that's
the,
crazy
you know,
to begin
week,
with.
That's crazy. So anyway, but yeah, that's how much the ones are going to get back, $7,200.
Yeah, this is a good thing that I like about myself. I could care less about any of those big events. So look at all the money I'm saving that I can spend on jewelry.
Yeah.
Is that light brighter than usual? It seems like it. I kind of can't even see a little. Okay. Well, as long as I look good, let me wear my sunglasses. So Drayson's going to love this. The Gucci family is condemning the upcoming film that explores Maurizio Gucci's murder, and the cousin's saying it's a shameful, horrible, you know, film, and that he threw shade at Lady Gaga for even being in it, and you know, apparently they're not happy. They're saying that they're just stealing the identity of a man to make a profit. Well, what is new in the world of world of money?
That family though has a bit of a dark hat.
Yeah, so think?
Most of those companies, all those big designer companies, they all have very dark starts in the world.
Really?
If you go back during the war and
it's like the bootlegging people. You could say all the people that made all that money early on before anything was regulated and everything was free for all, wild, wild west, they all did very well.
Yeah.
But that's going to be an interesting story. But Gucci turned out to be one of the hottest brands. It's too bad he's not alive to see it. Whatever. In Leah Black news, I don't know if you guys are trying the CBD lavender bath treatment, but here's one testimonial. We're getting these testimonials by the hour now. I have used the CBS bath salts before, but yours is a true treatment. CBD, what did I say?
CBS.
I was seeing if you were paying attention. The CBD salt baths before, but yours is a true treatment that soothes and improves my skin. I use two, just because, once or twice a week. It has made my skin summer ready. Thank you for another great product. From Tanya R. at HEYTANIARES. These are all organic testimonies, but I'm telling you, I agree with her on that. I put two in the other night. I cheated. I just love it so much. There's something about it that's luxurious. So I'm the type, if I'm in a hurry and I'm just going to take a quick bath, I don't waste one. But if I'm going to luxuriate in it for a while, sometimes I use two. And you know what else about those bath bombs? When you walk in my bathroom right now, it smells like a fresh garden. And I was thinking I might put some of those bombs in the bottom of, like, orchid plants in the house where we have an orchid plant. Put some down in the bottom around the base just to smell the house up. They have a really... It's
organic lavender oil.
Yeah, but it's strong. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know when you buy potpourri?
Because it's pure lavender oil.
Yeah, but after a day or two with potpourri, you get immune to the smell. Even with the perfumes, when you wear them all the time, you get immune to the smell. This one, every time I walk in my bathroom, I'm like, which reminds you to use them, you know? So anyway, that was that.
They do smell good.
I smell fantastic.
From the warehouse?
Oh, my God, I'm going to go sit in the warehouse. But I just think that I love that. I love it. And the lavender, oh, my God. But they're in a pretty bag, too, so they look cute sitting in the bathroom. Leah's life's lesson this week. Listen to this one, because this is very true. This isn't like wisdom beyond. This is like common sense wisdom. Where you spend your time and money reflects what you value. Is there anything truer than that? You know, you tell me where you're spending your money and where you're spending your time, and I'll tell you pretty much everything you need to know about yourself. Mother's Day special was coming up. Oh, James, I just love the little graphic with the heart and everything. Shop for Mom. Mother's Day is May 9th, and we're having a special. You're going to get 30% off the CBD and Sudden Youth skincare with the code MOM2021. When you check out. So check out our Mother's Day special. Now, I think we're going to have a little surprise special over the weekend maybe too, right? So you better check your emails, check your Instagram.
We need to take our 5-second break.
Oh,
real
it's a
quick.
Good time to take it.
And then we'll be right back.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And we're back.
Okay, so we're back. So, Housewives, Vicki Gumbelson posted this. I don't know if I read it wrong, if I'm behind on the gossip. I don't know, but she posted, "I've moved on. I'm with a new man." Is that true? What happened? Wasn't she engaged to the ex-police officer and they're not together?
I don't know what's going on. I saw something recently where they said she was seeing like some 28-year-old guy or something like that. But I don't know. I mean, I haven't really followed it too much. I thought it looked like gossip and it wasn't really accurate.
Yeah, but she, you know, I thought it was gossip, but then I looked that it was on her post.
Yeah,
so that's interesting. That she seems to have, like, always, like, it's always something with men with her, you know? It's like, I don't know. You know how everybody's got something in life. Some people it's money. Some people it's their health. Some people it's their kids. With her, it seems to be like she's got everything together, but she has this issue with men. And it's really kind of, I hate to hear it. I thought she was, I liked that guy she was with. He seemed like a really good guy. Anyway. Oh, God. Well, you know, I'm sorry. If you're still supporting that after all that, I can't with you. This judge bans the Shaw, Jen from the Shaws, for getting drunk. Oh,
Jen Shaw.
You know, from Salt Lake. Salt Lake. I didn't watch Salt Lake because I couldn't remember the name of which one she was on. But anyway, since this has been coming up, I've been seeing pictures of her, posted of her and everything. She wasn't what I expected from the story, but in any event.
Do you remember back during the election, I showed you the picture before the show came on, and there was I said, this is one of the Housewives cast members, and she took all the Joe Biden signs and made the dress out of it?
Yeah.
That was her.
Oh, that was her?
That's her.
Oh, well, I hope that she's acquitted. Well, the judge banned her from getting drunk during filming the Housewives show. Amongst her fraud charges, and I thought, well, the judge did her a big favor. As a matter of fact, the judge should just
demand worse than 30 years of
God,
prison.
God, if you did that in New York, there wouldn't be a show.
You got to hang out with those women for a full day and not have a drink. Yeah.
You would not. You know, this would be like, I can't do this straight. Yeah. I mean, if you did that in New York, I mean, what would you do? So the New York taglines are out. James found out. I didn't know. He printed them out for me, so I haven't read them yet. So let's hear what they are. I never read my notes. I just write them out on myself for somebody to give them to me. Okay, Luann's is, of all my vices, being glamorous is one I'll never give up. I don't think that's great. Leah McSweeney, I'm sex positive and BS negative. I kind of think that's kind of catchy. Okay. Ramona, I may say the wrong thing, but my intentions are always right. We've been saying the same thing about her for years. That's nothing new. Ebony Williams, I've had to work twice as hard for half as much, but now I'm coming for everything. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's her.
That's a good one.
That's her premiere, her debut.
I've had to work twice as hard for half as much, but now I'm coming for everything. I kind of like that one. I can relate to that.
She's
going to
be the first person of color on the show, too.
Yeah, I picked that up by her name, Ebony. That's kind of a giveaway, but yeah, good for her. Sonia. Oh, my God, I hate to even read it. Just like New York City, Sonia Morgan never goes out of style. You know, I love Sonia so much that everything
she
does. To me, I think if I had to pick like my favorite all-time housewife, it's going to be close, but it's going to be Sonia.
Yeah.
And right behind her has got to be Phaedra. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
She was great too, you know?
Yeah, Phaedra was a good one.
I love Sonia.
Sonia is like,
Sonia.
She embodies like everything you want in that character.
She does. And you know, it's like, I just wish that she wouldn't sometimes get so drunk and fall out of the chair and throw her legs up in the air. And I didn't really love the thing with her. She talked about that one year where she didn't wear panties or something. I wish you'd dial that back a little bit, but it's part of her charm. Let's be honest. It is part of her charm. And she can pull it off without it being raunchy.
Right.
She's one of the few people that can pull it off and still put on a crown and walk out the door and have the respect of the queen. You know, but for me, she's like the all-American housewife. I don't know. I love her.
I know we've talked about this until it's dead. They want to know what you're hearing or if there's any updates on the RHOM coming back to Miami.
I think when you see an official announcement from Bravo or Peacock or the producers, then you take it to the bank. Until then, I think it's all a bunch of rumors.
Yep.
Well, we know they're all a bunch of rumors. They're all leaking to the press, to the press, to the press to try to keep the conversation going, to try to keep the show going. Maybe it'll all come together and be fabulous. I don't know, but I'm just saying, don't get sucked into what you read, because unless it's coming, I've learned this when I was with Bravo. You know, Bravo speaks for themselves, and I can guarantee you Peacock and the network speak for themselves. So anything these girls say, you can bet whether it's Miami or New York or LA, they planted it with some publicist friend of theirs, you know, because I can tell who's planning the stories. I can tell whose fingerprints on it by who they make look good.
One of the listeners said that Andy actually brought it up on Watch What Happens Live the other night, I guess. So, yeah, I mean, he's trying to make it happen, too.
Well, he's trying to make it happen a little too late. He should have kept it going. That was a mistake he made, because it had momentum, even though they pretended it didn't. It did. They definitely had far better ratings than a lot of the shows they've kept on the air.
I mean,
come on.
Look at the Dallas ratings right now. They're so sad.
I'm telling you, there was somebody at Bravo that just did not like that, the whole thing, and they wanted rid of it, whatever it is. Okay, I think I know the inside story, but I'll leave it at that. So with George Floyd, what did everybody think about the verdict? Jason, what did you think about the verdict, the George Floyd verdict?
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
Did you agree with the verdict? 100%. Did you agree with the verdict 100%, James?
I did.
I did, too. I will say this. I was a little surprised. I thought they'd probably convict him on 2 out of 3 simply not to have a hung jury, because I thought surely there's somebody on there that's not going to go along or that disagrees, and so they're going to compromise on the verdict a little bit just to get the verdict and not have a hung jury. So I kind of was a little surprised that they all agreed really in 10-12 hours on 3 guilty counts. Let me tell you something. That is highly unusual. Highly unusual. And I think the big factor was that the police officers that never go against their own, that testified against him,
that made
a huge difference. The captain of police there, I mean, I just wish he'd just come run Miami. He was just so amazing. And then the little 9-year-old that doesn't have any agenda, doesn't know anything, going up there and telling her story. And then the medic that was there, that was crying on the stand, saying, I wanted to help him, and I told them how to help him, and they wouldn't let me help him. You know, I mean, all of that testimony was just too much for any person with a heart. And then the closing argument, you know, George Floyd didn't die because his heart was too big. He died because the cop's heart was too small. I mean, they covered every base, and I felt bad for the defense attorney in a way, because he really didn't have much to work with.
No, they had no case.
They didn't have a lot, but I will tell you this. I am so glad Roy was involved in that case, because let me tell you something. He had a defense and an answer for everything, for everything. Every single thing, he had a rebuttal, a defense, and a common sense answer, and he turning the whole thing around right in front of my eyes. I'm like, if you get on TV and talk about this, I will fucking never talk to you again. If you get a hold of that lawyer and give him an advice, I will never talk to you again. You just keep your mouth shut and stay out of it. Because he had an excuse, a justification, an Atlanta, an analysis. He was able to just turn almost all of it around. I was like, this is why you've got to stay out of the courtroom. When someone's guilty, stay out. Yeah. You know, fight for the ones that, you know, are, you know, maybe wrongly accused, but stay out when they're obviously guilty. But I was like ready I was just so mad. I said, just shut your door and shut up. I was getting anxiety because when he said something about this neck, I was like, stop this, just stop it. You're not the lawyer on the case, you know? And I'm like, at the end of the day, you have to admit he's guilty though, right, Roy? Well, I mean, there was some doubt about this. I'm like, well, just shut up. This is the defense attorney in him. He cannot help himself.
He can't help himself.
And he used to be like that with me.
That's why he's a good defense attorney. Though.
Well, you know, good for you, but just don't represent guilty people anymore. Yeah, and then the other thing was, well, everybody deserves whatever the best defense they can get. It's part of our Constitution. And it's like, you know what? Not really everybody really doesn't. But, you know, he used to do that with me. If we had a disagreement, he'd start cross-examining me. I'm like, you just stop right there. I am not on the witness stand. You are not cross-examining me. I am the judge. I am the jury, and this is the way it's going to be. And then he walk around with his tail between his legs and go back in his little office. But I'm just not going to argue with him. But and then I also was very proud of the crowd. You know that they celebrated, but they weren't happy that this cop's going to jail forever.
Exactly.
They're all very sad about it.
Someone's going to jail.
Yeah, and
so
sad
there's
about
nothing
it.
Really to celebrate.
No.
But it is good that justice was served.
Yeah, and then they were, you know, the candlelight, and they were being very peaceful and everything. I thought all that was like such a great reflection on the community and on the country. But then, I can't. Did you ever get any of the clips from Tucker Carlson and some of those right-wing nuts?
Oh, my God. I saw it this morning.
I'm going to lose my mind.
They need to take him off the air.
They need to take them all off. They're horrible. They're on there. Well, they only gave him that verdict so there wouldn't be riots in the street. You know, what is wrong with you people? So
politics shouldn't be involved in the jury.
And we agree it shouldn't. And so you should shut your mouth because you're a political hack.
Yeah, exactly.
So that drove me crazy. They're all on there like, well, I have to tell you, I'm glad that he was guilty, even if he didn't do it, because at least there were no riots in the street. What a racist, slanderous, unethical, amoral, rotten to the core comment for somebody to make. And you know what the consequences are going to be for that? Nothing. Murdoch's going to be on his $500 billion yacht floating around in the ocean going, who cares? Send me the check. And smoking his cigars. I can't. I just can't. I can't. In COVID news, the world COVID death exceeded 3 million people on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's sad. Oh, my God. According to the New York Times, the new hotspots, Asia, Eastern Europe, Latin America, and South Africa, I thought, but I didn't write that down. Could be wrong about that. So they're saying that if you're going to travel, that you really should still avoid eating and drinking on the plane. And I was thinking, I think that's for two reasons. One, how many people have handled the food along the way? And two, you're taking your mask off to eat and drink. So I personally think that I agree. Unless it's more than like a 5-hour flight, you can go without eating for five. You can even go without eating longer than that. But I just think that I agree. I don't think people should, because it's just, why take the risk of spreading the germs on an air, like in a plane?
I need a drink to get across the country if I'm sitting in coach.
Well, I always told you they should invent the mask that has the hole in it with the flap on the Velcro, or you can put a straw in it so everybody can have their drinks. Here's the problem. When people start drinking, they loosen up their guard.
Exactly.
You know, so a fourth of Americans are vaccinated. Vaccines are open to all Americans now. Go get your vaccine.
200 million as of today.
200 million have at least one shot, right?
In the first 100 days, 200 million people have been vaccinated.
Oh, in the first 100 days. Okay. So today's the first 100 days.
Yeah.
Oh, celebrate.
That's
okay.
Right before we came on, it came on.
Yeah, so the first, 200 million in the first 100 days. Can you imagine Trump getting out those vaccines? He can't even drop ship masks to a warehouse. Didn't he? No refrigeration and no one to just drop them at the door. He can't even do that.
He can't even do the landscaping at Golf Doral.
Yeah. So imagine, you know, that they have to get this temperature-controlled vaccine out. They have to get it into rural communities. They have to get professionals to give the shots. They have to give you a card to say you got it. You can't even drop ship face mask to a warehouse in New Jersey. I mean, come on. So this never would have happened. It would be herd immunity. We'd be suffering forever. And these states, everyone would be over it, would be opening up, and people would just be dropping and dying like flies. Meanwhile, when you mentioned the landscaping, it made me just furious when I think about how they ripped up that rose garden, that iconic rose garden that's in bloom every year in the vegetable garden. For what? For what? Those iconic crabapple trees that had been there since JFK, they ripped them up so that they wouldn't obstruct the view when Melania walked down that runway with her Gestapo military uniform on to give her speech. And where you needed a translator.
Yeah.
And I just can't believe they ripped those up just for that photo op when you're not even supposed to be using the White House grounds for anything political. Those have been there since John F. Kennedy. Jackie Kennedy planted those. And every administration has respected them. And then I also read the other day that all those different flowers and all the colors that they had, every first lady had their own little areas where they had added to the rose garden, and it was like a walk down history lane, you know, and she just ripped them all up because she wanted that camera watching her from the time she walked out the door till she walked down to the spotlight so she could give her plagiarized speech that someone wrote for her in a language that we can hardly understand, except for someone that says they speak five languages. I don't believe a word of it. And with her Gestapo uniform on, and tore up that rose garden for that. I'll just never get over that. I'm just furious about it. I hope they restore it. But, you know, then we have to get donations to restore it because the government's not going to restore it. Meanwhile, what was I going to tell you? Oh, so Dr. Fauci gets into a fight with Jim Jordan on the Senate floor. That was hilarious. Jim Jordan is arguing
they fight
with
every time they get up there. He gets time with him. He just
arguing with the world's leading infectious disease expert that's almost 90 years old that graduated first of his class at Cornell. He's an infect. He was with SARS. He was with H1N1. He was with Ebola. This is the world's leading expert, and Jim Jordan over there arguing with him. So somebody put a chart up and said, Fauci, Cornell doctoral degree, first in his class. He advised 7 presidents on global health issues. The world's 10th most cited HIV/AIDS. What does that mean? Researcher. Oh, he was a top researcher in the top 10 researchers of HIV/AIDS, which they basically found maybe not a cure, but they control it now. And it's just unfucking believable all the things he's accomplished. And then Jim Jordan has graduated from a third degree law school, like some unknown like law schools, not like Harvard or Yale or Columbia or anything. Not that that doesn't mean you didn't get an education in law, but you can't compare to first your class at Cornell. He never passed the bar exam. And he was an assistant wrestling coach at Ohio State, and apparently was covering up the sex crimes that the coach is now in jail for. And if you remember, there was a trial, and one of the brothers of the kids that had been molested by the coach that Jordan was working under came out and said, I went to Jordan, I begged him for help, and then when this started breaking in the news, Jordan begged me and sat there and started crying, please cover for me, please don't rat me out, please don't tell anybody, please, please, you're ruining my life. He knew the brother was being raped and that there were hundreds of other accusations about this coach, and he covered it up and brushed it under the rug. So Jim Jordan is now an expert on that. Yesterday, I noticed he's fighting with Maxine Watt, with Val Demings. She was a chief of police in Florida for 20 years. He's arguing with her about policing. Who do you think knows more about policing, the chief of police for 20 years or Jim Jordan? He's arguing with her, and they had to shut him up. He's just a nuisance. He needs to go away. And it's interesting that in New Zealand, they're trying to lighten things up. So on the COVID funerals, they're making really colorful, beautiful, handmade caskets. So there was a picture of one that somebody must like hot dogs because it was like a hot dog with a few bites taken out of it. I was like, I guess they like hot dogs, that person. I don't know.
Oscar Mayer.
So the risk of COVID blood clots, J&J vaccine is 0.0001%. Birth control pills, blood clot risk is 0.05%. So, and a COVID infection is 16%, according to the CDC. So I don't know. I think, you know, that's going to all come out, and they're going to find some common denominator, and they're going to keep going with that one, I hope, anyway. So Canada has issued violations. Mega Fitness Gym was defiant of the regulations they put in place. So guess what? They had a massive outbreak, 580 cases, and one person died because they didn't follow the protocol in Canada. One person died. So they just couldn't go. They just had to go to the gym without following the protocol. It's unbelievable, people, the selfishness of people. 74% of Americans are saying that they're willing to get a vaccine, and they or that 70% have at least received one and or they're willing to get them as of March 30th. 26% say that they won't be getting it now. So to get to herd immunity, we got to get down to only 15% of people not being willing to get them, and we're at 26%. So people just stop listening to Fox News and start listening to your friends and family that have gotten the vaccine. I just can't with people anymore. Here's another thing I'm annoyed about. The Japanese minister announced that they're going to drop 1 million tons of water from a nuclear plant. It's going to be released back into the ocean. It's radioactive, but they're going to treat it before they do it, and they're going to do it over a 10-year period, and they're going to start in 2 years. You cannot get rid of radioactivity. You can't get rid of it. Why are they going to put this in the oceans? A lot of the countries are mad about it. But, you know, now we're not going to be able to eat fish anymore. That's going to kill the sushi industry and the fish industry in Japan, because once they start dumping radioactive water into the ocean, is anyone going to want to eat the fish anymore? I just can't with it. It does. You don't. You know what? There are a lot of really highly educated, stupid people. Let's just put it that way. I mean, what else can they do? I think the only thing they could do is to bury it like thousands of feet under and then mark the area. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I just know you don't take something radioactive that's never going to be destroyed and dump it into the ocean. That's what I know. Didn't take a genius to figure that out. Well, let's see. We could go on about that another time. Man sentenced to 3 months in prison after shooting an elephant seal in the head with a handgun while the elephant seal was resting on a California beach. The guy should go to jail for more than 3 months. He also has supervised release, home detention, community service, and a fine. Let me ask you something. What kind of a human being sees a beautiful seal laying on a beach in California, goes and gets his gun, unless he had it on him, and shoots and kills the seal? What is wrong with people? Who does that? I mean, I just can't. Why would you do that? I don't get it. I just don't get it. Since the Chauvin trial started, 64 people have died at the hands of law enforcement nationwide. So there's that. And the gun thing we'll talk about in a minute. By the way, half of the LA homes are selling above asking price right now. So now's a good time to sell. But I don't want to sell.
I just saw a report on real estate this morning, and there is 36% decline in available single-family homes in the U.S. right now. That's the lowest it's ever been. And the demand is about up 19%.
Yeah, that's why I need to sell that Store Island house while the market is hot. Trans rights are human rights, according to the White House. So this idiot asked a transphobic question at a press conference, and the answer was trans rights are human rights. That Jennifer Psaki, or whatever her name is, she is knocking it out of the park. She is one of the best press secretaries I've ever seen. The Florida GQP passed a bill allowing adults to inspect the genitals of high school girls to make sure that trans kids aren't playing on sports teams. Florida. Oh, my God. I can't. I just can't. Raul Castro is stepping down from the Communist Party, so what's the future going to bring? If I'm a Cuban living here and they took everything from me back when, I'd be right over there, honey, getting my stuff back and trying to turn it into a democracy and lobbying the White House to turn it into a state or a commonwealth, and I'd be working the deal. Because we can't let it fall back into communism. Let those people live for a change and prosper for a change. I'm in. Let's see. Oh, my God. A Canadian politician accidentally appeared nude on a virtual meeting, and he apologized. That's kind of embarrassing.
What's his name?
That I know.
That was the CNN, Jeffrey Dubin.
I
mean, and listen, the timing of that was horrible. He had a book that had just come out that week. They had to cancel. The publisher canceled.
You haven't heard a word from him since.
No, and they got rid of him everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. But, you know, that was a little more than being nude. But still, I mean, how does that happen?
I can't.
You don't need to go into details. I can't. Okay. So Navalny, or however you say his name in Russia, the opposition to Putin, literally on his deathbed, they finally took him into the hospital. The U.S. government and other NATO allies are saying that they're holding the Russian government responsible if he dies. But I mean, this is so ridiculous. They try to poison him. He's on a plane. He's dying. They go to Germany, save his life. He comes back to Russia. He could have defected in Germany or the U.S. or any other free country. He went back to Russia to live there. And what do? They put him in jail because he violated his parole for saving his own life by the plane diverting to Germany instead of going back to Moscow. And I guarantee the pilots made that decision if he was that sick. So that's an unfortunate situation. A QAnon cult member murdered three of her kids to keep them from being sex trafficked by the Democrats because she didn't want the Democrats drinking their blood. Four have committed suicides to escape being sex trafficked by Democrats that want to drink their blood. What is wrong with people? I can't. And then they're saying those QAnoners that attacked the Capitol, they're trying to say... There's a report out that Slisnik, the guy, the cop that died at the Capitol, they're saying he died from natural causes.
The medical examiner said that yesterday.
Because he died of natural causes.
Yep.
That is bullshit. He had a stroke. He wouldn't have had the stroke, which might be a natural cause, if he wouldn't have been tear gassed and beaten to death with a pole with the rioters. So really what happened is if he would have died on the spot at the Capitol, they would have put it on that because it was the next day. They said it was natural causes. What's wrong with these people? He didn't naturally die because they wouldn't have gone in the Capitol and beat the hell out of him and sprayed him with tear gas, he'd still be alive. I don't know. I can't take it anymore. I just can't. It's too much. Guns. More people died in prison per capita in the U.S. than higher than any other country in the world. We have the most guns per capita. We have the highest level of gun violence and the highest level of police killings. Now, all in one day, FedEx guy killed somebody. It's eight people. The Texas guy killed his in a dispute. There were there was two or three a day for like a week.
Apparently, you've had two today already. Yeah, there was two shootings. I don't know all the details, but I got the notifications came up, and I was thinking to myself, my God, it's every
morning
now. Well,
cops killed a guy that started filming outside the San Antonio airport. One bystander was injured. A mother killed four when struck by a bullet as she went into her house in Florida because a neighbor was cleaning his rifle, and the gun went off. It went 50 yards. The 13-year-old Adam Toledo kid had his hands in the air when he was shot by the cop in Chicago. The kid's having a birthday party, injured, two to three left on stretchers. Six were injured at a 12-year-old's birthday party. Three were killed and others were wounded in a tavern in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Three were killed in Austin, Texas with a domestic dispute. Five dead in Shreveport were drive-by shootings. Oh, my God, 7-year-old girl shot dead inside a vehicle with the McDonald's drive-through in Chicago. A woman was shot multiple times by a man inside a vehicle, was wounded after he hit her in the torso. I mean, there were 45 shootings last month. I just can't. And then somebody posted this. If your country looks like this, you don't need to worry about the Johnson & Johnson blood clots. And they listed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 cities that had gun violence all in one month. God. Ugh. Can't. And in politics, I have less politics these days, Manafort gave Kilimnik the polling data for Russia, which proves collusion. So there's no dispute about it. They colluded. So the question is, are they now going to go after any of these people again? I loved it when they came out and proved it, but it's not getting any traction. It's not here. Amy Coney Barrett, you remember the new Supreme Court justice that was rushed on the court while Ruth Bader Ginsburg was still warm in the coffin? Well, she got a $2 million book deal. Did you read about that? She's going to write a book for $2 million. So she got on the Supreme Court, and she's going to write a book. And Brett Kavanaugh, no one ever figured out who paid off all that debt, his country club membership, yep, his $2 million, his credit cards, his house, and all that. They have managed to corrupt under Donald Trump in 4 years, even the Supreme Court.
Yep.
Okay, guys, well, we're going to head out of here, and we'll see you this time next week.
Thanks a lot. Don't forget to shop and use the code MOM2021 for 30% off of the individual skincare products. Mother's Day is in 2 weeks, and so you have just enough time to place your order.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And get it to mom.
LeahBlack.com. Happy Mommy's Day.
Thank you, guys. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.